What's good, what's good, what's good, Black Star Podcast. This is your boy, Jared. And I know you like the fresh cut. You like it? Yeah, I do too.
Had to go OG for this one. You know, starting off fresh. Starting off new. But before I get started, I will be posting my IG, TikTok, which I don't get on really, and I will be creating a Discord server sooner or later so that I can form a community of people so that you guys can keep up with me whenever I'm doing anything, and also so that we can talk about more things. But for today, you guys see what the title is about, and that is, are Black men turning to other channels for inspiration? Now, I do not consider myself a part of I do not consider myself a red pill expert or a person that just talks about women all the time. Well, I'm in the red pill, but I do not talk about women all the time because there's a bigger point to life than just women. And I do consider myself part of the red pill. Sorry for me misspeaking. But I am a part of the manosphere, and I am also part of the Black manosphere. So today, there was a video. Today I'm going to be talking about a video that O'Shea did 2-3 days ago. And it is, are Black men leaving the leaving the red pill community? Now, in that video, O'Shea said that this community is, Black men are starting to lose interest in this community. And I wanted to give my little 2 cents on that issue, because there's a bigger issue that is not being talked about, because most channels are focusing on the women aspect of it. And a lot of channels do not talk about the self-improvement. And also, a lot of channels are not focusing on telling men that they need to actually go out here and achieve the things that they want to do. Sorry, let me fix my camera, or let me move in the center. But a lot of people, when Kevin blew up, Kevin was talking to the guys. And he was talking to the guys, basically telling the guys that guys need to go out here and actually produce and achieve and actually be about something instead of the men just going out here and just talking all of this hoopla, wanting all this stuff and not actually achieving the things that they want. So basically, in a sense, he was telling men to actually go out here and achieve instead of chasing pussy. See, there is an audience for channels that talk about women, but the problem is men, not just Black, men are starting to get turned off from some channels. Excuse me. That joke. Some men are getting turned off from red pill content because all they talk about is women. They only talk about women. They don't talk about anything other than women. Most content creators do not talk about investing. Most content creators don't talk about buying real estate, stocks, investment, building a business, going out here and actually trying to figure out how to make more money than at their jobs. And the thing about it is, a lot of men are starting to get turned off from the content because it's such an abundance of content creators talking about the same issue that they're just solely focusing on women. But the thing about it is, the message of improvement has gotten lost. If you really want to think about it, the message of improvement has gotten lost in the sauce. Modern men are listening to content creators like Kevin, Coach Greg Adams, Fresh and Fit. All of these guys have valid points. But the thing about it is, they solely talk about women. They do not actually talk about guys actually getting out there and doing something with themselves and actually going out there and achieve. I'm not saying they're bad content creators. What I'm saying is, there's more to what's going on than just talking about the women. See, my question is this, and this is to black men. If you're constantly chasing women and you're working a dead-end job that's not paying you worth anything, what's the point of chasing women if you don't have a nice, some nice amenities to bring them back to your house or apartment? If you're living in the slums, working paycheck to work, living paycheck to paycheck, making $1,200 every 2 weeks, or even $800 every 2 weeks, and you're still broke at the end of the day, what is the point? And you don't have a car, you don't have a pot to piss in, you still live with your mom. What is the point of you talking to women and talking about women, or listening to any videos talking about women? What is the point of that? Oh boy. But what is the point of talking about women and constantly talking about women if you're not even in the position to do the things that you want or have the freedom and ability to go wherever you want? The fuck they doing, racing? God damn. But what is the point? And then here's the thing. I've seen it on TikTok, I've seen it on IG, I've seen it on Facebook, I've seen it on YouTube, I've seen it on Twitter, I've seen it everywhere. And men are constantly talking about women. Now, I understand that stuff needs to be talked about with women. But the thing about it is, guys focus solely on them, on the women aspect of it. They don't hear the message telling them to actually go out here and achieve. Men have to go out here and achieve and build. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Men have to go out here and actually achieve, because if men do not achieve, what is going to be left for the men? Nothing. Nothing's going to be left for men. You have women out here talking about, I'm strong and independent. Now, I don't agree with the whole strong and independent, because regardless, if they want to believe it or not, men have built the world and men have made the world civilized for them. What do I mean? Who builds the infrastructure? Who builds the houses? Who builds the roads? Who transports their goods to their stores? Who built the stores? Who built the cars? Who produces the gas? Who goes out there and drill for oil? Who goes out there and work in the power plants to produce electricity? Who goes out there and defends the country? Majority of it is men. Who designed that iPhone that they're on? Who designed that Android that they're on? Who designed that Motorola, that Droid? Damn, I ain't heard Droid in fucking long ass time. Who designed that MacBook? Who designed that Tesla? Who built the world to the point where they can literally think that they are the most independent women out there and they are superior to men? Who gave them the ability to think that? And that is the people that they do not want to credit, and that is men. Sorry to say it, ladies. Men built the world that you live in. I don't see, I'm majority of the time, I see cops that are men. I see majority of the guys doing heavy lifting. I see majority of truck drivers are men. Yes, there are some women, but there's majority, mainly men. Who builds the most innovative technology? Mainly men. Who created birth control for women? It was a man that actually created it. See, I'm not going to take away from women, because there are a lot of women that actually have developed some things for men. But the thing about it is, mainly men have developed majority of the stuff that they rely on. And the thing about it is, they've been made to feel like they are so independent that they do not need us. Yes, I understand that that's a part of the issue too. But there is a market for it. But the thing about it is, you have to improve yourself before you start talking about women. I am by far not perfect. I'm improving myself day by day. I'm trying to find a way to make more income. I'm focusing on the income aspect of it. I'm focusing on the message behind it. I'm focusing on actually going out here and achieving the things that I want to do. The things that I have to give to the world. I'm not out here just chasing ass and pussy and all this stuff. And a lot of guys, they don't understand that you have to go out here and chase your dreams, chase your money, chase all of that, because at the end of the day, when you are broke, when you are living on the street with no money, homeless, not even in the car, when you're literally on the street, nobody's going to come to save you. So you have to go out here and chase your money. Chase in quotes of women. You gotta chase the bag. You have to chase the bag, because nobody's gonna hand you a bag. Nobody's gonna hand you the money. Nobody's gonna hand you anything in life. Sorry to say it, but that's how it is. We are the most technologically advanced culture. Not culture. We are the most technologically advanced generation that's come. There are going to be more advanced generations after us. But the thing about it is, we are the most advanced. we have developed so much technology to the point where technology is literally taking over jobs that back then, those jobs were handled by guys. But the thing about it is, a lot of guys do not have the ability to go out here and do the things that they want to do because they are too busy chasing after the wrong things. They're too busy doing that. They're too busy out here seeing all this sexy ass out there. Believe me, I know. I see it, boys. I see it. There's a lot of fine ass women. But the problem is your mindset and your mind needs to be focused on getting your money. And then after you get your money, go out there and fuck as many people as you want to be. Want to. Get married if you want to. Do everything that you want to. But the thing about it is, before you do any of that, you need to focus on building yourself up. Go out there, travel, do the things that you want to do in life. You only have one life. I'm sick of this goddamn apartment. You have to go out there and actually travel and do the things you want to do. You want to know something funny? That car that you just heard in the background, there's a guy selling that car. It's a 1994 Honda Civic hatchback. It's lowered on it looks like 15 by 12s, 15 by 8s, something. He wants $5,500 for it. No front bumper, look radiated as shit. I'm not clowning the dude, but $5,500 for that hunk of shit, dude, I was thinking more like $1,000. $5,500, man, I can go to the fucking junkyard about one of them bitches. But anyway, guys, regardless if you like it or not, especially black men, who in the hell are you to be demanding something of somebody if you yourself cannot provide that yourself? If you are demanding a woman to cook, to clean, although that's what most other cultures get, but I'm talking about generally in America, if you don't even have a pot to piss in, what can you really what can you really demand of somebody? To be honest. But guys, you need to focus on making your money. Find channels. See, the thing about it is, find channels that inspire you to do more, to be the best, to become the best version of yourself. If you have to go follow, go look at some of Kevin's old videos. Take that pill, and you have to take that reality check, because let's be honest. When I first started watching Kevin, he blew up. When I started watching him, I was watching Fresh and Fit. I watched the episode of him on Fresh and Fit, and I liked what he was saying, and I went to his channel. I started listening to what he's saying. But after I watched that video, I went back to some of Kevin's old stuff. And some of Kevin's old stuff was basically giving you a gut punch. It gave you that punch that you needed, because a lot of people aren't going to give you that punch that you needed to hear. And see, what Kevin did was he talked to the men before he talked to the women. So when Kevin was talking to the men, he was telling the men that the men need to go out here and actually do the things that you want to do. He was basically the father, because let's face it, a lot of us in the black community do not have fathers. He was basically the father that you needed to hear, the father figure that you needed when you was a kid. So he gave you that old school, harsh ass whooping that you needed. And that's exactly what it was. It was a reality check for a lot of men, a lot of black men. In fact, a lot of black men that still watch Kevin are still listening to his message. A lot of those black men have literally turned their lives around and have done the necessary things that they need to do so that they can go out there and achieve. Like it or not, Kevin did it. Kevin put a lot of black men on game. Although some of the things that he said was harsh, but it's a reality that we need to see, to hear, because a lot of us are so sensitive, so literally so babied, that when we get a gut check and a reality check, a lot of us don't know how to handle that, and a lot of us want to push back, argue, fight back, and all this sorts of crazy shit, and we don't know how to take criticism. See, think about it as criticism produces better character. When you are criticized, it gives you a level of reality that you don't see from your own face, from yourself. When you get that reality check, just understand what I'm talking about. When somebody criticizes you, it sheds a different light on you. It sheds a light on you that you can't see because you're yourself. So when somebody comes and gives you that reality check, it's to help you grow as a person. And that's what Kevin did. But anyways, guys, I'm about to hop off this bitch, and I'm pretty sure nobody's fucking listening. Oh, shit. Is anybody watching still? Comment. Comment if you still watching this, because I didn't realize I had people watching. Okay. But anyways, guys, thank you for watching, and I'll see you guys on the flip side, and thank you guys for listening. And please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and please support the podcast on Spotify.com. And also, I'll be posting more on Spotify.com because I need to obviously do that shit and stop bullshitting around with it. But anyways, guys, I will see you guys on the flip side, and thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.